previously on Heroes.
We find people and we make sure they don't become dangerous. And you yourself wanted to put a bullet in the brain of a man named Siler.
He's no longer a threat, he's dead. I finally took the bait. They caught up with me in Cairo. I'm in.
Find out what you can. I'll find the other paintings myself.
I was only given the first.
There's seven more. What's in the other paintings?
I don't know.
Maya says, my God, what have I done? Alejandro replies, we have to get to the United States, to New York. The doctor is the only one that can help you. Claire snips off her little toe and it instantly grows back.
No way.
West sees her through the window.
You might want this, Peter. This here's everything you had on you when we found you. It's all yours. You just have to help us with one little job.
Just tell me what I need to do to get my life back.
You mean this? The box with your identity in it. Sure, it's all yours. As long as you do us one favor, yeah? See, Celtic has taken on AC Milan.
We're talking football, yeah? Soccer. I lost my memory, I'm not an idiot.
The local sports book will be full of cash. After the match, all that money gets put in a lockbox and taken to an armored car.
So you're gonna rob an armored car?
All we're asking is that you get rid of the guards before they call for help. Simple, really.
So if I get you your box, you'll give me mine.
Everyone wins.
Not everybody,
Sasha. Not everybody, Sasha.
That cash is mine.
That cash is mine. They can't have to kill you for it.
What did you say?
Me? I didn't say a word.
You said you were gonna take the cash.
Are you accusing me of something?
I heard what you said. He said it.
Ricky grabs Peter's throat, then shows him a tattoo.
You see that? That's the family crest. These lads are my brothers. And I trust them. A hell of a lot more than I trust you.
Why would I lie?
I know, Will. I don't know you. Sure, you don't even know yourself.
Maya and Alejandro pass through a car park somewhere in Mexico. He says, Maya, you need to rest. You're dehydrated. You haven't eaten. There's blisters all over your feet. We can't stop now. In a few days, we'll be at the border. I don't know if you're going to last a few days. He spots a car and asks, how about that Cadillac? She says, since when were you a car thief? Since I vowed to get my sister to America, no matter what it took. Now stand back. Alejandro, police! The brother and sister take off down an alley with a policeman hot on their heels. They reach a metal fence, which she manages to clear, but the policeman grabs Alejandro just as he's about to climb over. Alejandro shouts, run, Maya. She watches him being taken away in handcuffs. Nikki and Micah Sanders, Las Vegas.
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't want to leave Las Vegas.
There's any other way, Micah.
We're a family. We're supposed to stay together.
This is our chance at a fresh start.
Without Dad?
Hey, I promise you, whenever you want to see your father, I will make sure that happens. It's time for us to say goodbye.
When Micah runs off across a cemetery, then sinks to his knees at a gravestone, Nikki goes after him. The engraving reads, Daniel Lawrence Hawkins, 1976 to 2007. Husband, father, hero. She lays some flowers on the stone. On a tropical beach, a pair of shapely legs swing over the edge of a sun lounger. Then a cocktail-sipping redhead answers her phone.
Hey. No, he's still sleeping. What can I say? The guy's tired. You know, he's waking up. I'll have to call you later. Yeah.
Siler wakes up.
Good morning, sleepyhead. You wanna go for a dip?
Where am I?
We're in Maui.
Nice, huh?
feel those trade winds.
Who are you?
She holds out her hand.
I'm Michelle. I used to go by Candace, but ever since I pulled you off of Kirby Plaza, the police have kind of been looking for my old self. I'm going for a new look. What do you think?
You dragged me off Kirby Plaza.
After you got stabbed through the chest with a samurai sword. 8 surgeries later, and here we are. Which reminds me, don't try to move, or you'll rip your stitches. Daiquiri?
Stitches. There's nothing there.
I covered them up. I make illusions. It's kind of my thing.
So none of this is real? Show me what's really going on here.
Honey, you really don't want to know.
Show me.
The idyllic beach scene melts away to reveal Siler lying on a bed in a dingy shack with bloody bandages covering the stab wound to his stomach. As Michelle tries to calm him, he goes to sit up, but it's agony. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Chapter 3, Kindred. In Costa Verde, California, Claire Bennett is sitting reading Chandra Suresh's book on her bed.
Hey, your mom made waffles.
Okay, I'll be down in a minute.
You were right to be angry. You tried to talk to me and I lost my temper. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I shouldn't have ambushed you with all those questions.
No, of course you should, Claire. I've asked you to carry around a heck of a secret. And I think sometimes I don't appreciate how difficult it must be. So if anything you want to ask me, as long as we're in the privacy of our own home, please, ask away.
If someone here found out about me, what would happen?
We'd have to leave California immediately, go deeper into hiding. Maybe forego schools and jobs altogether. That's worst case scenario.
Claire goes up to West at school.
It was a pedicure.
I'm sorry?
The other night, that's what I was doing. I was giving myself a pedicure.
You're not very good at it.
What is it with you creeping around my house at night anyway?
Just trying to lend you a book.
Okay, you know what? If I want to start a book club with you, I'll let you know. Until then, just stay away from me.
Will do. Just walk me through this one last time. I didn't see you cut off your toe. Is that right?
The bottle of nail polish fell over, and it just looked like it was bleeding.
Improvising is really not your forte.
Why are you such a smartass?
Why are you so bad at lying?
I'm not lying.
Fine, then. You gave yourself a pedicure. And your toe came off and then came back on. Works for me.
I'm going to class.
Don't do your nails on the way.
In Brooklyn, Matt Parkman wakes up with a start, then looks across to Molly sleeping in the bed next to his. As quietly as he can, he pulls his gun from its holster, then creeps through the apartment to the kitchen.
Freeze!
Oh, for God's sake.
Wander!
Quiet down, wake Molly.
What are you doing home? I thought you were in Cairo.
In Haiti, actually. My plane got in a couple of hours ago. I'll be working here in the city from now on.
I thought you were in the field.
Setting me up in a place downtown, which means I'll be around to help with Molly.
Which means you're gonna be doing your spy work in our own backyard. Great.
Someone's grouchy when they don't get their sleep.
Molly's struggling. Nightmares, problems at school. I can't babysit her and you at the same time.
And why would I need babysitting?
You're in over your head.
Thank you, but I am
abducted me. Kept me prisoner. I know you think you can beat them at their own game, but Mohinder, no offense. You're a professor. You're not 007.
I told myself I would do whatever it took to take down the company. That's how I can help Molly.
You want to help Molly? Don't die on her.
Mohinder, you're home!
That's right. And I'm never leaving again.
As Molly hugs Mohinder, he and Matt exchange an uncomfortable look. In Tokyo, Ando's busy playing a computer game at work when his boss catches him. This is what I pay you for? Ando says, sorry, sir, I was just taking a break. His boss says, you think spending a few months with the CEO means you don't have to work? Now get to it.
Sumimasen.
As his boss walks off, Andu says sorry, then rubs his face and the back of his neck. He rolls his seat over to his filing cabinet, then takes the sword out of a drawer. Oh, Hiro, I hope wherever you are, you're doing better than me. As he runs his fingers over the hilt, Andu notices an inscription on the bottom that reads, Andu, open. Andu pulls at the tip, and it flips open like a lid. From inside, he tips out 5 small scrolls. After checking that no one's around, he unrolls one and reads it.
Andu,
I write to you from the greatest adventure of my life. I know I might disrupt the space-time continuum, but I've teleported back to the year 1671, where I've befriended my childhood hero, the great Takezo Kensei. It turns out he's not exactly how we imagined, and that's why I've decided to stay, to turn him into the man that history needs him to be. Kensei is shot with arrows. Fortunately, I've made a miraculous discovery. The great Takezo Kensei has powers too. When Hiro sees Kensei regenerating himself, he exclaims, Godsend.
What in heaven? All this blood and no wound.
You have a power. An amazing power.
What have you done to me?
This is how you become a hero.
I will fix history after all.
This isn't possible. This must be some sort of trick.
Oh, look.
Hiro yanks 2 arrows from Kensei's shoulder. Kensei pulls aside his top and sees the wound healing by itself.
Lazarus risen. You've cursed me.
No, this is not a curse. It's a gift. This gift will help you through the trials. To help find the fire scroll, 90 angry Ronin, help rescue Yariko's father.
Get away from me! You're a devil!
No, I'm here to help you. No. Kensei, wait! We have to write history!
Lightning! Lightning! Sparks! Lightning!
So you just yell it out? Well, I'm just trying to understand how it works.
The next 2 of us. So far, I got nothing.
Well, it's a shame you can't order lightning up like a plate of chips. Sure will come in handy tonight.
God, you know, I can do all these things. It's just... I feel powerless.
It's tough not knowing who you are.
Yeah, it looks like I might just die before I ever figure it out.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial. Escape from a government facility. I have to admit, I'm pretty excited to see you open that box. And don't worry about tonight. I'll be there to watch your back.
How do I know I can trust you?
I haven't told anyone about what you can do now, have I?
Why is that?
Girl's gotta have her secrets.
Arriving at the police station, Ali Andu says, please, it was a mistake. The officer says to his colleague, had to chase this kid across town. Try to steal a car. Ali Andu sees a poster on the wall saying he and his sister are wanted for homicide, then he's thrown into a cell. The man in the next cell along sits up.
Dude, you look like ass.
No English.
When Claire sits down in class, West slips into the seat next to her.
All right. Today we are talking about mitosis. Yes, West.
I have a question about yesterday's topic, regeneration in lizards. Now, I know you said humans couldn't regenerate, but what if a lizard were to mate with a human? Could their offspring do it? Because I think I met a lizard girl.
This doesn't strike me as a productive conversation, West.
But seriously, what if that lizard girl were to accidentally cut off her arm or a leg or you name the appendage in some kind of horrifying spa debacle?
Where exactly are you going with this?
Would said appendage reattach itself back onto her lizard body?
Claire walks out, and after a moment, West goes after her. Hiro's message to Andu continues. Writing history and turning Takezo Kensei into a hero will not be easy, but at least I'm not alone. Andu, I've met the most beautiful woman Japan has ever seen. and I think I've fallen in love with her.
Then won't I got her?
The only problem? History has already written that story, and she is destined to be the great love of Takezo Kenzie. Are you sure he did not run away? Kenzie, he does not run away from danger. He runs towards it and punches its face. There he is. I will bring him, and everything will be better. Hiro runs to Kenzie and finds him slashing his arm.
I cut myself, and the wound heals. Over and over again.
You are a hero, like me. I have powers too.
You? Really?
Yes. I can stop time and move through space.
Hiro vanishes, then reappears.
Hello?
How are such things possible?
Some say it's a gift from God. Some people think it's evolution.
What is that? Evolution?
It means you can heal from any wound.
Any wound? Sword? Serpent? Fire? This will make me richer than the Pope.
Rich?
Yes! Swordsmen are obsessed with duels in this country. I'll clean up in wages.
You have to defeat Whitebeard and fight the 90 angry Ronin.
If you're obsessed with my stories so much, how about you handle them?
Kensei, you have to stop walking away from your destiny.
Who's going to stop me? Who? No one is going to stop me because no one can stop me. God, this is extraordinary!
Hiro teleports Kenzie to a palace perched on a mountain. It was clear Kenzie wouldn't become a hero unless I forced him to learn the hard way. If he could defeat the 90 angry Ronin, he'd have a chance at becoming a hero.
Where have you taken me?
To get the fire scroll. It's on top of those steps.
Who are they?
Those are the 90 angry Ronin, sworn to protect it.
How angry are they?
Good luck, Kenzie. You can do this.
Having thrust the sword into Kenzie's hands, Hiro teleports away. West finds Claire crying outside the school.
I take it you're annoyed.
She turns around to face him.
What is it, West? Huh? What do you want from me?
I want you to admit you're different.
Okay, fine. I'm a freak, all right?
Claire.
I am such a freak, in fact, that I have to tiptoe around this school pretending to be some brainless Barbie doll so nobody notices how different I am. Because if they found out, I'd be carted off to some human zoo so I could be poked and prodded at for the rest of my life. So yeah, West. I'm different. And you can tell the world if you want to, because I am tired of pretending to be someone I'm not.
Claire. Shut up.
He scoops her up into his arms, then floats up into the air with her. When she frowns, he gives her a look of intense, unspoken meaning, and a smile spreads across her face. Up in the clouds, and leaving the city far, far below, they streak across the blue sky, and Claire laughs excitedly. In Ireland, Peter and Caitlin are in a van outside Pinky's Sportsbook at night.
Lance Schocker in extra time, AC Milan 1, Celtic 0. Coming up next on the news report.
Be careful.
You do.
He climbs out, then makes his way over to the entrance, where two armoured van drivers are ringing the bell.
Yes, we're there.
Safe line, here for the pickup.
Hey! Hey! I want my money back.
All right, back away, friend.
I'm not your friend, okay? Just give me my $200 back.
Look, Celtic was supposed to be a lock to win, okay? Just help the guy out.
Hey, that's not our problem.
Actually, it is your problem.
Tie him up, Tuco.
Okay, move.
Mind his tail.
As the guards are bundled away, Ricky and Will cover the doors. When another guard wheels out the cash box, they pounce.
That'll be that now.
Nearby, Peter watches uneasily as the box is carted off by Will and another. The guard slams an alarm. When Ricky aims his gun at him, the guard squares his chin, then gets whacked in the face. As the gang makes off with the box, another guard comes outside and takes aim at them. Peter raises his hand and telekinetically moves a truck into the guard's line of fire. Caitlin looks shocked. Peter jumps into the van.
Stop! Go!
Mohinder steps into Isaac's loft and finds it's been transformed into a laboratory space. Bob Bishop standing engrossed in a comic.
Isn't this Isaac Mendez's loft, the painter?
It was, until Siler killed him.
He was murdered?
Every space has some unhappiness in its past. The company recently poured a lot of money into outfitting this laboratory. Everything, state of the art.
Well, lucky timing for me then.
Mohinder, it was built for you.
I'm sorry?
You don't realize how valued you are here at the company. Our people have been instructed to keep a close watch on you, to anticipate your every need.
That is very generous of you, but really, I prefer to work on my own.
Supervision is in your best interest and in ours. You're part of the family now.
Mohinder looks uneasy. Back in 17th century Japan, Hiro's with the woman. You're sure Kensei is coming? Oh yes, Hiro says. Maybe he's been killed, she says. Or kidnapped. Not Kensei. He knows you are waiting for him. You have so much faith in him. I want so much to trust him. At times, he seems as if he is two men. One is a brute, but the other Kensei, he is gentle. It sounds silly, but there was a moment under the cherry blossoms. I felt like I was home. Really? She turns her head and Hiro looks to see where she's looking. A battle-weary Kensei approaches, throws down his helmet, then holds up a scroll.
Yatta! The scroll!
Kensei's sweetheart flings her arms around him and says, I will never doubt you again. As she kisses and hugs him again, Hiro watches from a distance with a look of growing sadness on his face. Nikki and Micah get out of a cab.
Things will be better now. You'll see. But you have to remember your promise. No more powers.
I just don't see the point of us having these abilities when we don't even use them.
The point is staying safe. This is your chance at a normal life. Normal people. They wouldn't understand.
I just don't want you to go.
I'll only be gone for a while. And you're gonna be staying with family. It could be fun.
I don't even know them.
I don't know how long I'll be gone. But I do know that when I get back, we'll be together. I have to do this.
That's what you always say before you do something bad.
She hugs him tightly. Nikki knocks on the door of a house, then steps back with Micah to wait for an answer. When the door opens, a smile of recognition crosses her face.
Well, welcome to New Orleans.
The elderly woman smiles kindly at Micah, and he smiles back. In Mexico, Maya's standing with her back pressed against the wall of an alley. She casts her eyes up towards a barred cell window, then enters the police station, where Alejandro's being held.
Permiso.
Excuse me, I'm here to get my brother. You arrested him today for stealing. The officer says, the fine's 2,500 pesos. She says, I have American money, $14. Honey, this is a prison, not a flea market. But I need my brother now. I'm sick. We're going to America to find a doctor. America? So you have papers to travel? Maya sucks her teeth, then notices the wanted poster on the wall with its crude illustrations of her and her brother. He says, why don't you leave before I call the border police? She says, I wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah?
Esta soy yo.
Look, this is me. This is my brother. We're murderers. The officer and his colleague grab her, cuff her, then force her face down on the desk. Her eyes turn jet black. In the cells.
What is that?
Alejandro says something's not right. Then the American in the next cell suddenly drops down dead, his eyes transformed into pools of black.
Maya.
Maya.
Maya!
Maya, Maya, back here. With the policeman now dead, Maya unlocks Alejandro's cell, her face streaked with black tears. You killed them. She says, I couldn't leave you. Then she opens the cell door. It's all right. Everything is going to be all right. I'm here now. I'm here. As they grip each other's hands, Maya's power fades and her eyes return to normal, but Alejandro's eyes become black. Then suddenly, the dead American in the cell and the officers come back to life. Having briefly sapped her power, Alejandro's body sags with exhaustion. She says, let's go.
Wait. Take me with you. I have a car.
They help the weak American out into the car park, then take off in his car, which has a bumper sticker that reads, Go, Conquistadors. The Irishmen open the cash box.
Look at that. Gorgeous. I'd say we earned these.
Damn right. Hey, drink up. Slancha.
Will pulls a gun.
All right. Will the traitor. Please don't shoot.
This is no joke. Now give me that damn money, or I swear I shoot his dead soy will.
So I was right.
Yeah, that you were. Congratulations, Peter.
Peter!
Hold your horses, sweetheart! Now, about that money.
No way.
Give me the damn money!
Will's telekinetically slammed into a wall. Peter's been shot.
What the?
Peter looks down at his chest, and the bullet ejects itself from the bloody wound all by itself. Then the skin instantly regenerates.
What the chase?
What's he doing?
Peter is telekinetically throttling Will.
Peter!
Caitlin looks at him pleadingly and shakes her head. Then he lets Will drop. Clutching his throat, Will scrambles to his feet, then bolts out of the pub. Peter looks at Caitlin questioningly, and she meets his gaze steadily. In 17th century Japan...
Ando, iishirasada.
Good news, Ando. Kenzie proved himself to be a hero after all, which means soon I'll be able to come home. But it will not be easy to say goodbye.
Hero?
I was worried you wouldn't return, but you did. You brought back the scroll. Now I know that you will get the rest of the map to White Bear's camp. And even Yaiko loves you. I can leave now.
Wait. Wait, you're going?
Yes, I have another life to go to. My father, Ando, they're all waiting for me.
But what if I can't do this without you?
Hey, only you can keep me from returning to my heathen ways. You're like a conscience. Only I take heed of you.
I almost broke history by coming back here. If I stay, I risk making it worse.
I don't know what to say, Carp. You've done this grubby soul a great kindness. I thank you. It has been my honor.
No, no. It is I who am honored to meet the great Takezo Kensei.
He hands Kenzie the sword. You are really leaving us? Hiro nods. You are a true and noble friend.
My friend.
Kensei and his sweetheart walk away, then stop under a cherry blossom tree. When he shakes a bough, showering her with the delicate pink petals, Hiro watches wistfully, then turns away. He screws his eyes shut to teleport, but goes nowhere.
Ando, gomen.
I'm sorry, Ando. I can't come home. Not yet.
Kensei! Kensei!
A sweating Siler is trying to telekinetically bring a mug with Have a Nice Day on it across the table into his hand. It's not working.
I made you some breakfast.
Michelle puts a plate down in front of him.
I can't make it move. That cup, I used to be able to make things move with my mind.
Thanks for making breakfast, Michelle. You're a real sport.
I can't freeze anything. I can't move things. What happened?
They must have disappeared with your injuries.
I thought you said you were taking care of me.
Oh, sorry. Are you breathing? No collapsed lung, no infection from the wound?
Everything that I've been working for, everything that I had, it's gone.
Listen, the people I work for, they're gonna make sure you get better. Your back's already healed. It's just your chest we're worried about. And when that heals, you'll be able to reacquire your powers. With my help, of course.
You? How are you gonna help? You gonna make me some more eggs?
By making it easy. By making it fun. I can take you anywhere you want to go. Paris, London. How about Japan? And I can be anyone you want me to be. If your fantasy is exotic.
A geisha girl.
Or more run-of-the-mill.
Sexy blonde twins, then Siler himself.
Or something more familiar, if that's what you're into.
Don't you see? I can help you. We were meant to do this together.
He smiles.
I underestimated you. You really are extraordinary. Just like me. You were right. I am gonna get my abilities back. Starting with yours.
He pulls a fragment of the mug out of her skull.
So this is what you really look like.
She's a beast.
So silly, trying to be something that you're not. Well, Michelle or Candace or whoever you are, it wasn't all for nothing. Thanks to you. I'll be going back to Maui now.
He closes his eyes, but nothing happens. He's still standing in the dingy shack with Michelle unconscious on the floor.
London. Japan. Japan!
He collapses against the table.
It's not working. I don't have it. Your power. What's wrong with me?
Bursting through the flimsy door, clutching his bandaged stomach, he starts looking around outside. The basic concrete-walled shack sits in a tiny clearing in the middle of a vast forest in the middle of nowhere. In Ireland, Caitlin's tattooing the same Celtic knot symbol on Peter's arm as is on Ricky's.
Would you quit being such a baby? Pretty boy.
Peter. I may not know what you are, but I know who you are. one of us. And we have no secrets among family.
Ricky puts the wooden box containing Peter's identity on the table, then gets up and leaves.
Well?
Well, what?
This is it. Your box, your life. You gonna open it or what?
What if it's a life I don't want? I want to head Will against the wall. I could have killed him. I wanted to. If that's who I am.
But you didn't kill him, did you?
No, and that's because of you.
It's not because of me, Peter. You're a good soul. I can tell.
What if I open this box and I find otherwise?
Do you like where you are right now? Do you like who you are right now? Well, then maybe for now, just leave it be.
She pushes the box away, then kisses him tenderly on the lips. He responds, lifting his hand to cup her face. The Celtic knot tattoo on his arm transforms into the helix symbol, only to then disappear altogether. Claire and West are on a beach.
I think yours is cooler. Anytime your parents get annoying, you just open the window and take off.
Are you kidding? You're indestructible. You can skydive without a parachute.
You could skydive without a plane.
You can eat fire, just for kicks?
I feel pain. I just get over it quickly.
So how would it feel then if I do this?
Ow, it hurts!
What about this then?
In their playfulness, she leans back a little, and a moment passes between them. Then their lips meet for a sweet, lingering kiss. They slowly draw apart, their faces still close. Then she frowns and pulls back his collar.
What's on your neck?
He has two small scars on his neck, which he quickly covers up again.
A couple years ago, when we were living in St. Louis, I was riding my bike to school, and next thing I knew, it was a day later, and I was waking up in my bed. Last thing I remember is this man stepping out of the bushes calling my name.
What are you talking about? What man?
I don't know who he was, but I remember the way he looked at me. Like I was an animal he wanted to trap. I try to put him out of my head, but sometimes I see his face. The guy with the horn-rimmed glasses.
Claire slowly looks away, shocked. Mohinder's working in the laboratory.
I have another vial.
I'll get started on it right away.
Bob answers his phone.
Yeah? I have to take this outside.
Mohinder casually watches Bob head out, then gets out his own mobile, checks no one's watching, and steps away with it.
Where are you?
I just got here. I'm sitting in your office.
Are you sure you're going to be able to cure me?
Yes. And like I said, in exchange, we're going to want a little something from you.
Nikki nods to herself.
They're moving the painting somewhere. There's only a few crates left. This was a terrible idea. This guy's watching my every move. I can't do this. I'm in over my head.
I told you, you have no reason to worry. As long as I'm alive, you will be taken care of.
Mohinder finds painting 8 of 8.
That's exactly the problem.
What are you talking about?
I'm sending you a JPEG of a painting I found. The rest have been shipped off somewhere. It's the last in the series, 8 of 8.
We know how it begins with the death of Kaito Nakamura, but how does it end?
Not well, I'm afraid.
Noah Bennett lowers the phone and stares at his laptop screen. The picture shows him lying dead, shot in the eye and with his glasses shattered, and Claire kissing a shadowy figure. Claire's outside. He quickly closes down the picture on his screen. Then she comes to stand in the doorway and just stares at him. Eventually, he gives her a nod.
Night, Claire.
Night, Dad.
After she moves away, he reopens the picture and looks at his blood-covered face in horror. Then he closes the laptop and stares into space. To be continued.